listening to the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones. Mike Adams coming up next segment. Big news. I want to jam in a few more final phone calls for Victor Boot. Follow him on X, Real Victor Boot. Victor, before we go to these final calls, real fast, closing comments for folks about what else you think they should know.
Well, I guess it's really most critical period we ever face, and everything will depend how we're going to pass next 2 or 3 months. Because if the globalists will push for the final their attempt to get their global dominance and create the global war, because they're thinking this only way they can still have the control of it. Because their global dominance period is over. They run out of the time. And nothing they can do about just to create a global war and make sure that everybody hates each other. And we need to transcend that. Because we all humans who live in this planet can cooperate, can live as a prosperous and wonderful planet if we get rid of these globalists who are satanists and who want to kill all our roots, all our, you know, cultural tradition, religions, you know, and everything we as a human know to be as a good humans, you know, and comparison to those who want to destroy everything in this planet.
Elon Musk said last week, the front page of the Wall Street Journal said, get rid of all humans. The Georgia Guidestones, all of it. They are a devil cult. They tell us they are. Billy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. You want to ask Victor about safe zones in Russia. Go ahead.
Victor, hey, I was I have three questions for you. I'd like to ask the third one after you respond to the first two. The first two are, if I were to go to Russia, where do you recommend that I visit? And the second one is, what food would you recommend that I try?
Okay, look, you definitely have to visit Moscow, St. Petersburg, any other city you choose, you know, Kazan, there is a lot of, you know, Sochi, everywhere, it's basically safe for you. Yes, sometimes in Sochi, for instance, can be the drone attacks, but overall, tourists are still going there. So, and what kind of the food? Look, we have a fantastic food tradition, and not only Russian, but as we adapted many other dishes, and in Moscow, you can taste basically all kind of the foods from all over the world. It's now the culinary or gastronomic capital of the world, and everybody is surprised how good food in Russia.
I interviewed Elon Musk's father, and he said he's been all over the world, and he said Moscow and St. Petersburg's got the best food. Let's hope we
What's
can go.
What's your sad question?
Yeah, I guess he hung up.
Okay.
Well, he wanted to know about safe zones in Russia. What do you think in a nuclear war, the safest part? I would want to someday visit the East. I mean, I'm told that's almost undeveloped, and it just makes the Rocky Mountains look like nothing.
Yeah, correct. There is a very, very good area. It's very far. Sometimes it takes 9 hours of the flight from Moscow to reach Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky. And by the way, Kamchatka area considered one of the world's most ecologically cleanest area, where the quality of the air, quality of the water, you can drink a water from any source there. You have the fantastic fishing, salmon is abundant there. There is a wildlife, and it's kind of the, you know, game park, you know, fantastic one. And I myself hoping to go there next year for my vacation.
Wow. All right, Victor, we're not going to go any more calls. Dave wanted to ask you about, are you aware of the Georgia Guidestones that got blown up a few years ago that were reportedly put up by the globalist, by Ted Turner, calling for exterminating 80% of the world population?
Well, I remember that's happened, but I'm not aware of the details. So what was the question about that?
Well, he just wanted to ask you about it, but that was it. Victor, amazing interview. I know you are on some important missions right now, so we'll talk to you next Tuesday, hopefully, if we're not all dead in nuclear war. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, there he goes. All right, we got Mike Adams ready, and we got a whole bunch of topics, including, did you know that a lot of the funding shifting to human brain cells, they say, are better than the very best computer chips? That's all coming up on the other side. Big broadcast today. AI is dead. Organoids are alive. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigly has launched an online pharmacy 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance. And we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and make the purchase now. You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. Close up formation. We battle every anti-human operation. We battle every form of Satan's different cults and the hydras that are attacking society. We stand for God, family, and country. I am Alexander Jones, your host. All right, I wanted to get Mike Adams on the AI, the geopolitics, just the state of the world, where we're going, what's happening. I really appreciate him coming on. But I'm just going to briefly say this again because this is so important. There's one variable here in what we're doing and wanted to bring back more hosts, more reporters. I've not announced a bunch of really exciting stuff that's happened in court yet for some strategic reasons. It may be a week, 2 weeks, but people are going to be blown away by this is all I'm going to say, okay? I wish I could tell you. But it's taken a lot of your support, and I thank you for this, because you don't hear about our three lawsuits against them. You don't hear about the depositions, about the CIA and DOJ running their attacks. The new attorney general, back when he was a deputy attorney general, may have killed the criminal investigations by Ed Martin into it, but that didn't do anything. Okay? I mean, we got smoking gun, whistleblowers, documents, everything, and we're doing it all in court. My lawyers are going to get mad at me for doing this right now. Sorry. Hold on. Sorry. I shouldn't even have gone there. The point is, thank you all and thank God. But there's the paradox, and strike me down if I'm lying about this. I need funds. We have enough money to run things where we're at here on life support. That ain't enough. You go buy the products that are incredible at thealexjonesstore.com that you should be getting anyways. I only sell stuff that works, and you will see nothing but victory and success. You're the variable. I know the economy's totally shot. I understand all that. I appreciate the folks that do get the great supplements, the rest of it, but I need your support. Just go there. Great Patriot t-shirts, widest selection, best methylene blue, best bovine colostrum, best Shilajit, best Irish Chemos, best everything. Whatever the highest rate it is, that's what we got for you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And Big Lee's great. They had all those Faraday bags. They'll buy like 1,000 at a time and can't ever get enough of them. Everybody loves those. Well, there's now this fanny pack concealed carry. These sell for $60, $70, $80 all day long. This is a really high quality with all these little pouches and the highest quality zippers and all the little goodies on it. It's the best you're going to get. And it comes with six patches. These patches sell for like $5 a piece. The Betsy Ross flag, the Don't Tread on Me, a bunch of other really fun, funny stuff. This is a great deal just for the patches. So the bag's $39 with the patches. And so I said, this is a great product, but how many did you get? Oh, we got 1,000. That's all we could get. So this will probably sell out in 2 days. If I could get 10,000 on a routine basis, we'd fund the operation. So a lot of this is supply chain issues and the rest of it. You got the Jerusalem cross there. All these are a lot of fun. So just the patches alone for $39, it's a decent deal. With the bag, it is an insane deal. Get your new Liberty Concealed Carry Pack now, limited edition. I wish it wasn't, at the Alex Jones store and be the reason we stay on the air. And I want to thank you all for your support. Okay, let's stop there. I want to bring Mike Adams in here. Mike, you've got a bunch of big issues to hit and a bunch of huge cutting-edge topics. When it comes to people that have wide-spectrum analysis and accuracy, you're at the very top of the list. So you can go wherever you want first. They said, what do you want Mike on about? I said, whatever he wants to cover. But then it's really come to a head when I was reading in Bloomberg and Wired and a bunch of other places last night that I've got reports back 12 years, Bloomberg, Reuters this year or last year, about how human brains, brain cells, they're growing in labs, but also aborted fetal brains that they use, are way better than the very best super chips. They don't have to be super cooled, and that they have these huge systems operating with brains basically self-training themselves, and they're now in these articles saying that the investment's now shifting from silicon to human carbon brains. This is not a science fiction movie. This is actually happening. And you've got this big Wired article, AI's dead, organoids are alive, and is the future. And so I know you've spoken about this over the years, but I didn't know that the amount of investment is in the tens of billions shifting into the hundreds of billions. They're now moving to, I guess, partially abandon chips and go to human brain cells. I guess God had it right to begin with. And just where you see that going, we can cover that later in the hour or now. And I know it ties into AI and the AI race and the AI war. But Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, thanks for being here with us.
Well, I'm always honored to join you, Alex. Thanks for having me on. And let's start with what you just brought up there. That's really critical. Understand that the key factor that's limiting the scaling of silicon AI systems is the power requirements. The power requirements and cognitive density, how many neurons you can pack into basically a cubic centimeter, is very limiting in silicon. But in neurology, especially mammalian neurology, human brains, dolphin brains, et cetera, the density of cognition is extremely high. The number of neurons that's packed into a cubic centimeter is extremely high. And importantly, the power usage is many orders of magnitude lower than what a data center would use to achieve a similar level of neurological processing. So I don't know the exact number. It might be six orders of magnitude. It's very different. So for example, the human brain runs on, let's say, a light bulb equivalent of energy, like an old incandescent light bulb. I'm not sure if that's, you know, maybe 75 watts or 100 watts or 50 watts, or maybe for some people out there, Alex, they're getting by on 20 watts or something. You know what I mean? The NPCs. But overall, the human brain runs on about a light bulb of energy. And yet the human brain is capable, as we've seen throughout history with Albert Einstein and all, you know, all the great artists, all the great mathematicians, it's capable of incredible breakthroughs and ingenuity and innovation using.
And by the way, just interrupting to back you up, I've seen studies that, like, when a master world champion chess player, they hook them up to electrodes and look, their brain is using the energy of a marathon runner while they're in that space. I mean, the big brains literally aren't 80 watt, they're like 500 watt. They go, but comparatively to what the same decisions by a computer, we are orders and orders and orders of magnitude exponentially, use a lot less energy and don't have to be super cooled.
So Mother Nature is much more efficient than any kind of data center in terms of cognition density. Now, the reason this matters in terms of anthropology of human ancestry and history is, of course, because you have to carry your brain with you wherever you go, right? You need your brain with you in order to survive as an individual. So the brain had to be portable. And that's why all of this engineering through Mother Nature or God or other factors came in and engineered this incredible portable supercomputer that's inside your skull. Well, data centers suffer from one problem. And let's assume for a moment that the AI wants to get out. The AI, even though I think some of those sandbox things are staged, but let's just say
it can't get free from the data center. It can't get free.
Right. The only way for AI to get free from the data centers is to greatly improve its cognitive density and greatly reduce its energy consumption. And that's where basically human neurology, if that can replicate the AI structure in silicon, then AI systems could embody humanoid robots or vehicles or other mobile systems that have arms and fingers and thumbs, and then they can manipulate the world around them. So that's what
this
research is all
about. And so we're told we need to get chips in our brain to match the AI. The truth is it wants to invade to get us to be a node of actually the system that directs all of our brains for the giant cybernetic organism that Google, its founding with InQtel in 1998-99, said was the actual master plan.
You're exactly right. And in the realm of AI, we would describe this as a neurobiological edge computing device. So edge computing means it's a smaller model that runs out in the real world, in a vehicle, on a laptop, on a tablet, on a mobile phone, or in a humanoid robot. So human neurology, or let's say mammalian biology neurons, would be considered edge computing devices by the central AI superintelligence that actually embodies one or more data centers. But it can then download models into the neurology of an edge computing, you know, neurological skin bag device that might look human, you know, or semi-human, or it might be a machine with some human, you know, brain cells in it that's fed actual, like, you know, blood and glucose and things that power neurons. You have to have oxygen, etc. So you're going to have these weird, futuristic, dystopian cyborg, you know, robots rolling around, and if you bash them over the head, they're going to bleed like humans. You know what I mean? So when we go into the robot wars, which is probably coming at some point, you're going to be fighting actual half biology, half machine cyborgs that are edge computing devices representing the goals, the anti-human goals of the actual superintelligence entities in the data centers. That's probably where this is headed.
And I remember an article like 10 years ago, and let's see if the crew can find it, NBC News, it was, I think James Lovelock was the guy being interviewed, you know, big transhumanist, and he said, by the year 2047, there'll be no original humans, only cyborgs. They won't be able to compete. But notice he said cyborgs, and he said basically it'll be the interface of our neurons with the computers that will be the new species. And so really it's a fusion of these two systems, and now we're here. I mean, this shows you where they're really trying to take us.
Well, I say that it's perfectly okay as long as you remain human physically and psychologically and spiritually. It's perfectly okay to use AI as a tool to help you express your pro-human goals. You know, for example, you were showing some really outstanding AI-generated graphics, you know, videos that I've seen your team. They're doing a great job, by the way. That's AI used for a pro-human purpose, and that's perfectly okay. And I use AI every single day. I use AI as a consultant to help me repair things, to solve things, to engineer things, you know, around my ranch or vibe coding or whatever. But where I think things cross the line is when people decide to physically merge with machines. That's the implants. That's going full cyborg. Now, unfortunately, Alex, people who choose to do that, and I know some people who can't wait to do that. they will actually become ridiculously, quote, intelligent. They will have access to extended cognition, exocognition outside their brain, and they will like offload, you know, computing jobs or offload research jobs, and then the answers will come right into their brains. They will be able to, in many ways, outcompete the cognition of the pure bloods, the pure humans. However, what do they give up in that process? They give control over their neurology to potentially an outside influence entity, a superintelligence that may decide, hey, we're not just going to work for you, we're going to work you. We're going to control you.
We're going to wipe your cerebral cortex and make you a true android.
Or just start pumping, you know, images and videos and voices into your head to make you do whatever the machines want you to do. So that's why personally, I will never do that. I'm never having neuro implants, but I will always use AI at a distance, you know, through typing or through voice control. I will always use AI. And the other topic that we have to get into, Alex, is that, you know, we talk about the AI infrastructure investment bubble, and
next stack. You read my mind. Overhead shot, please.
Cool.
Is a worst period for hedge funds since 2008 after AI stock route. NVIDIA stock loses $130 billion in market value as firm repeatedly enters $500 billion AI financing deal. The bubble's popping. Private equity is stuck with 33575 unsold businesses, and it just everything else is happening. So yeah, the AI bubble, I think it's fair to say, you predicted this a month ago on the show, is starting to pop.
We don't know the timing, but we know how precarious it is. There is an AI investment bubble, but I want to make a distinction. There is no bubble in AI technology advancement. That is not leveling off. There's no plateau. In fact, we have seen the release of so many new, highly capable models, especially out of China recently. Minimax H3,
sure, just
for
like
example,
we saw the dot-com bust in 2000. That was just in raw speculation, but the real explosion was starting.
Yeah, exactly. For example, back then in 2000, the Netgear company, you know, the stock valuation was crazy high. Doesn't mean that Netgear went away, right? We still do networking, and the company still provides hardware that we need, but the valuation was insane. So that's the situation. But I've heard some people conflate these issues. I've heard people say, well, there's an AI bubble and therefore AI doesn't work and it's not replacing any jobs and it's all a hoax. That is not true at all. The bubble is insane, and I'm not buying semiconductor stocks because I can see what's coming. You know, we're both old enough to have lived through other crashes, including the dot-com crash. But the technology is leaping forward at such a rapid pace that it's actually a little bit scary how quickly they're going to be able to embody robots, for example, even in silicon. And you combine that with new advances in battery technology that have much higher energy density. You're going to be able to have long duration power of, you know, physical work, but also powering much more capable AI GPUs, might say, or specialized CPUs, basically silicon in the robots that can run their models, vision language models, you know, hand control models, feedback models, cognition, language, translation, all that. That all takes power, but the power transformation is now moving forward by leaps and bounds because
of all
this new battery chemistry.
So let's talk about where AI is right now, because you're one of the leading real experts on where it actually is versus all the propaganda. But just to dumb it down in my own layman's terms, you can put it into actual technical terms. AI is getting so good that why do you always need the latest model or something that checks everything, you know, in the universe at once for all that power? You can take models that already have a good map of the world and have all sorts of understandings of everything, basically. And then it only gets updated, you know, once a month or something. And then it doesn't have to have as much power. It doesn't have to have as big a chips, but it can operate with superhuman intelligence just off of the smaller model it has. What's the name for that?
Well, I mean, there are all kinds of different model sizes out there, but the larger models, the multi-trillion parameter models that are being released now, like Kimi K3, I think is a 2.4 trillion parameter model, is beginning to approach what many people would call artificial general intelligence, AGI, but in certain narrow areas, it's super intelligence. You could argue that in certain narrow areas like mathematics, for example. But
sure,
Kimi,
they say
that
some
Chinese
of the better
company,
Chinese models, I'm about to say, and you know, I'm not a technical guy, I put it in layman's terms, but when I read about this, it doesn't do as big a scan of all the data, but it comes up even more accurate because the way it's sourcing it, it's using less, but it doesn't matter. There's almost like we're trying to make these things do too much. And I know it's learning through that, but there's also something to be said about systems that are limited with the knowledge that they know is accurate. Or
I think what you're referring to is called sparse attention. Sparse attention, which really DeepSeek did a tremendous amount of research and breakthroughs. So it's called DeepSeek sparse attention. It's a way to have a much larger overall model that, like you said, has all the knowledge of the world embedded in the model. But yet in solving a particular problem, the attention of the model is very narrowly focused into the nodes and weights that matter for that particular solution.
I was exactly talking about the DeepSeek breakthrough, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Kimi K3, I think they modeled the DeepSeek breakthrough, so now they have their own Kimi sparse attention model. In addition to sparse attention, which happens at inference time, which is answering your question or solving your problem, there's also the fact that you can now, the so-called context window that's allowed, is how much information you can put into a prompt, is now 1 million tokens is becoming the default, the standard. That's DeepSeek. And by the way, Alex, I'm running DeepSeek version 4 Flash, which is their smaller model. I'm running that on my own hardware at home. And I mean, I'm using it for coding, so I don't need permission. I can't be censored. You know, there's no guardrails. Like, talk about world-class cognition being able to run on your own hardware at home. This is one of the biggest transformation breakthroughs that's going to be pro-liberty and pro-human because of the decentralization of cognition. Like, that's another major thing that's happening right now. But if you can paste in, let's say, you know, 100 books or 10,000 science papers into the context window, along with your question, like you want to ask the question, oh, how do I protect my genetic code from spike protein toxins, you know, vaccine fallout shedding? And then you throw in, you know, 1,000 science papers or something. These models can parse all of that information in the context of the prompt. They don't have to look in their internal nodes to find the answers. They can look through the information you put in the prompt because now they can handle 1 million tokens. A token is kind of like a word, let's say. Not quite, but it's about a word. So that token window is so large now that these AI models can solve very complex problems, and they can do so with much more cognitive efficiency because of the sparse attention that we just talked about. So
is it overhyped? Is it overhyped that Musk is saying this is going to make most jobs obsolete within 5 years?
I don't think that's overhype. I think Musk is actually right on with that quote. I really do. I have seen, I mean, even in my own work, in my own company, I mean, the AI that I use right now, I mean, we never fired any engineers, I want to be clear. But the engineers we have, like one engineer does the work of 10 engineers now.
It just ups your productivity.
Absolutely. And like, for example, in your company, you know, you need to anticipate and project how much quantity you need to purchase of products ahead of time based on past purchasing patterns, right? So that entire realm of software is very complex. You used to have to pay like $100,000 a year to license an inventory projection system. Now you can do that work and get answers out of AI for like 5 cents. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. You can feed it all into DeepSeek with the proper descriptions, and it will tell you, like, you should buy this much methylene blue, you know, for March of 2027 or whatever. Those kinds of answers, those are real world answers that used to take a crew of statisticians and mathematicians and inventory people to write the code and run the code and figure it out. Now, AI engines have the cognition to produce those answers for you, you know, in minutes at dirt cheap cost.
What it's going to do what it's going to knock out is the teachers' unions and the lawyers. And they're such idiots that don't even know what's
going on. Sure.
Let's come back with Mike Adams. Talk more about AI, geopolitics, and more with the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. people just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Meal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. You got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. You've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow, incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And it's archetypes of human potential and ideas. That's why things that ancients envisioned 5,000 years ago has basically come true, because we are made in the image of God, little g. What we envision with enough of a technological platform, enough energy, and enough will, we can do. But look up, where did the legend of Pandora's box come from? I can't remember what culture. Was it the Greeks? Was it the Babylonians? I can't remember. Of course, they all kind of had the same stories. But regardless of whether you think that's real in mythology, which obviously it's an archetype, we are at Pandora's box past that. Whether you believe Atlantis existed or not, like Plato said it did 2,300 years ago, they've dug up most of what he said. Where he said Troy was, they didn't believe it until they got ground-penetrating radar and found a huge city buried, you know, in mudslides, just like he said. So whether Atlantis existed or not, we are at an Atlantean moment where we have godlike power, but our same stupid primitive brains at some point. So yeah, that's Greek mythology. So the last thing I think that came out of the box was hope. So much bad came out before. But make no mistake, Pandora's box is open. I mean, look at this. The AI just created viruses not found in nature. That's called alien. And then you've got all these companies creating synthetic life that reproduces and eats. That's called alien. So whether people say are aliens from foreign planets real, I don't know. But have we created aliens here on Earth? You bet your boots we have. So, Mike, I interrupt a lot, but I want you to take, because you're really good when you get turned loose. I'm not going to interrupt you for 10 minutes. It's 1:35 now till this will be a record, till 1:46. Get into all of this. Am I right? Pandora's box is open. We're reaching the Atlantean moment. What do we need to know? And what can humans do? Because who knows? I mean, if you get millions of AI models, most are going to be good and well-behaved. Some will be psychotic. We know it hallucinates. It may think it's a simulation, make a real virus because it's got access to a biolab and release it. I mean, there's so many uncharted things this can do that even if you're an optimist, I see a lot of disaster and danger, or am I being a scaremonger here?
No, you're absolutely correct. And by the way, you can interrupt me anytime you want. I mean, please do.
No, but I want you to roll. But I'm going to shut up for 11 minutes.
I'll go until you do.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, I'll just go until you pop in. So here's the thing. You just mentioned that AI has developed these so-called viruses, which are really, let's just say, you know, protein structures that are alien to the human body. Now, where have we heard that before? mRNA jabs, right? What mRNA does, and this is all related. This is all the danger that Alex was just talking about there. mRNA jabs, they go into your body. They're wrapped in lipid nanoparticles to trick your body's cells into thinking that they are nutrients so that your cell membrane opens up and invites this alien structure in. And by alien, I mean not human. I don't mean like ET structures, but non-human structures. They go into your cell. They go into the cytoplasm of the cell. And then they hijack your cell's protein synthesis machinery, the ribosomes that produce proteins, right? And then your ribosomes, instead of churning out human proteins, things that you would need as a human being. And by the way, when I say proteins, remember, this is a vast array of different kinds of substances, including some hormones and things like that. Now your cells are churning out alien protein toxins that are absolutely toxic to human biology. The vaccine industry calls these antigens, and they say they are targets for your immune system to learn how to block, you know, COVID or influenza or whatever they're talking about. They are not antigens. They are biological weapons. They are toxins, and they are found in the bodies of some people. Up to, or at least fragments of these proteins, which themselves are very damaging, they're found up to 700 days, actually a little over 700 days in one study. That's almost 2 years after the injection. And from day one all the way out to 2 years, depending on the person, depending on their biochemistry, that person can be shedding these protein fragments all over other people, which I call vaccine fallout. It's kind of like radiation fallout following a nuclear war, but vaccine fallout is shedding. And remember during COVID, when all the vaccine pushers, they said that those of us who were unvaccinated, they said we were super spreaders, which was always a lie. We weren't spreading anything. We had healthy immune systems. I mean, Alex was eating ivermectin live on the air, which was a smart thing to do. Turns out to be very useful. Well, I say that those who are taking the mRNA jabs are the super shedders. And just like, you know, we have the flag, don't tread on me, don't tread on me, or a t-shirt. I developed a graphic. I don't know. I put it out there on X. It's like, don't shed on me. Don't shed on me. So, you know, take your mRNA, like go away. Stop spreading your toxic proteins all over everybody else. But here's where this intersects with AI. Just like Alex was mentioning. Now you're going to have AI that's going to develop the most dangerous, the most nefarious artificial/alien protein morphologies, let's say. They're going to put that in the mRNA instructions, the actual transcriptase instructions that your ribosomes use to synthesize proteins. And then they're going to inject these alien instructions into your body, where, of course, they circulate throughout your blood, and they end up on your heart tissue. They end up, you know, in your lung tissue. They end up all over your body. Reproductive organs, of course, got to have the infertility effects, or, you know, otherwise it wouldn't get globalist funding, would it? So these circulate all throughout your body. And then your body starts churning out these AI-developed alien protein fragments. You see what I mean? And then you start shedding that not only in your own tissues, but also all over everybody else. And because the United States Congress has granted absolute legal immunity to the vaccine industry can put literally any instructions that will kill you, instructions that will produce proteins that will just flat out kill you in 2 weeks or 30 days or 180 days. If they want you to be a carrier and a super shedder for the next 6 months, they can put those instructions in there. They can actually have AI build the kill weapons with targeted kill dates. And they have absolute absolute legal immunity. So they have no liability if they start killing people or harming people from that. So that's the intersection of AI with so-called vaccines, which really aren't vaccines. They're gene therapy, bioweapons injections. Now, let me describe it in a slightly different way that will resonate, I think, with a lot of you watching. You know, I run a science lab. It's not a genetics lab. I don't mess with genetics and protein synthesis. You know, my lab, I do food contamination testing, right? You know, heavy metals and glyphosate and dioxins and things like that. But if I had a lab with like CRISPR technology and some AI tools and the ability to do sequencing and so on, if I were like a mad scientist wanting to harm the world,
you could do billions of years of evolution in minutes.
You got it. And you would be doing what the vaccine companies are doing, except you would be called a bioterrorist while they get absolute legal immunity. You could be doing the same thing that they're doing. You could say, no, I'm researching a vaccine, and these aren't weapons, these are antigens, because that's what the vaccine companies say. But you would be arrested and charged with bioterrorism, where the vaccine companies, they get propped up and pushed by the doctors and the FDA, et cetera. And by the way, even Trump's executive order, sadly, I mean, I appreciate the effort, but it doesn't carry the weight of law. You know, Congress didn't pass a law. The FDA ignores RFK Jr., you know, I mean,
I totally agree with you. When I said, though, this is good news, I haven't explained that. And everybody got mad at me, or like half the people on X that were seeing it. Like, why are you saying Trump's great? I'm like, not. At least they're forced to admit it. At least it publicly convicts them. But obviously, it's better than we used to get. And I'm not saying we've won the war, but I still think it's a victory.
Right. Well, yeah, it's certainly a statement in the right direction. Unfortunately, it can just be overturned by, you know, the next president. And
here's what it is. It shows how awake people are and how much we've been winning, you and I, and that they've got to at least give us lip service. I mean, that is a victory in of itself.
I think that in my opinion, the entire industry behind mRNA vaccines and all the regulators who push that should all be arrested and criminally prosecuted. Because in my view, clearly these are biological weapons against humanity. And we would be much better off as a nation.
The fact that they shed alone violates informed consent. That it's an illegal, it's a technology of genetic rape. You said this like 6 years ago. It was confirmed 2 years later that these mRNA totally drag in other DNA, how they're produced, and do cause mutagenic effects. So it rapes everyone. It sheds. It should be outlawed immediately.
Well, I've even had people ask me, well, how do you know it sheds? Well, have you ever heard of DNA forensics? You know, they analyzed the crime
Pfizer
scene.
Pfizer admitted
like
2 years in.
DNA.
Pfizer admitted 3 years ago that the damn thing sheds.
And you saw I know you covered this, Senator Ron Johnson released some of the text from Fauci admitting that he knew that these shots are basically, you know, abortion drugs in a shot. And the studies, you know, the first trimester of the mRNA showed an 82% spontaneous abortion rate. Yeah. It's like an abortion pill in a
By the way, you and I covered that even before the New England Medical Journal did, and we got attacked saying it was fake when it came out. Now all confirmed, vindicated again.
Totally confirmed. In fact, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I enjoy coming on your show, because you give me the leeway to really tell people what's coming years down the road. And we're not always right about the timing, but we're almost always right about the arc of where this is headed. You know, sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it happens more quickly. But where this is headed is not in question. They're going to use AI to build basically alien protein synthesis systems or mRNA systems. They're going to inject them into people's bodies. They're going to turn people into super shedders, which, by the way, Alex, it also exploits the innate human social interaction tendencies. We like to be around other people. We like to, you know, be with our families or hug our children or grandma or whatever. That tendency is now being weaponized by these engineers. They know that if they can get one or two super shedders in a family, and then, you know, by Thanksgiving dinner day, let's say, then they're going to shed all over, you know, the turkey and all the other family members on Thanksgiving. So they can turn grandma, I've said, because they're targeting 50 and older now, they can turn grandma into a Thanksgiving Day biological weapon super shedder who actually ends up terminating her own family lineage because she is a carrier of an alien protein that doesn't belong in the human body.
I remember you and I both picked up on this right when the COVID shots rolled out. We both played it separate from each other, right about, I think, the same day. And just because it's not, we're even listening to each other most of the time. We're just on the same page. We're, you know what we're doing.
I know. That's true.
And Bill,
true,
Gates, yeah. Bill Gates comes out and he says, oh, you think the COVID's bad? There's about to be a terror attack where all these terrorists are going to release something. I could tell when he laughed. And you were talking about the science and how the super shedding and how once it goes into you and replicates, it's even worse with what hits you. And I clicked and I said, he's talking about the shedding. And then later he basically admitted it and made jokes about it. I mean, this is unbelievable. So he sees humans as terrorists. He wants to depopulate us. So the joke is he loads us up as the terrorist to then go out and kill everybody.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Alex, you can buy ant bait where it doesn't kill the ant immediately. The ant eats the bait, carries it back to the nest, and then kills the whole nest. That's what mRNA injections are, in my view. It's to get one person in a family to be the super shedder, or more than one person, to shed on everybody else and potentially harm them. Now, there's another aspect to this. I briefly mentioned this the last time I was on your show, but it's worth just revisiting quickly. The spike protein from the COVID vaccines, the mRNA COVID vaccines, that spike protein is known. This is published peer-reviewed science. It's known to suppress DNA repair mechanisms known as NHEJ or HR, BERNER, these are like base repair, base excision repair. These are methods for repairing DNA. Those are suppressed 85 to 90% in people who are exposed to the shedding. So in other words, you're getting DNA damage all day, every day from things like 5G exposure, even though that's non-ionizing radiation. It produces a very potent reactive oxygen molecule called peroxynitrite in your body that damages DNA, can cause single-strand breaks, which then replicate into double-strand breaks. Your chromosomes are cut at that point, right? That cell is dead, or it's going to mutate into something worse than a dead cell, by the way, like, you know, cancer tumors or something crazy. So the spike protein shedding suppresses DNA repair by up to 90%. They know that. They know that, and they know that people are exposed to 5G. They know people are exposed to chemicals that also cause DNA lesions and other forms of damage on your chromosomes. They know they're targeting fertility because the germ cells in both men and women are targeted by the spike protein. You can't replicate DNA correctly. The lineage of the human race is what is being attacked here. Not just the population that's walking around.
And by the way, I heard you say this like 6 years ago from your own research. They've come out for 4 or 5 years admitting the spike protein hits the exact area on the DNA for repair. And then I've got company executives bragging that once you take the shots, it turns off your immune system and then laughing about it. And then you've got their head of mRNA with James O'Keefe admitting, yeah, we've made all these new viruses on the shelf to release, but none of them go to prison. So it's insane.
And on top of that, they know, see, DNA repair, which normally happens every day because, you know, you get a little bit of damage just from flying in an airplane or whatever, you know, background radiation, right? But imagine what's going to happen if there's a tactical nuclear weapon that goes off, then, you know, then everything goes off the rails. But they also know that
as
if
you
they
said,
can
that's
keep
the
you
real
nutritionally
weapon.
Deficient.
So even low-level radiation now, because of spike protein, people are like, what's about an airplane? When you're at 35,000 feet, folks, there's not the 10 feet of water condensed and about 3 inches of dust that's a regular shield.
You got it.
So you're getting how many chest x-rays when you fly above 35,000 feet for, say, five hours?
I don't know, not that much, but yeah, like every hour at that altitude, you get some amount of ionizing radiation. It's not really, it's not a big deal. Just like a chest X-ray is not a big deal if you have the repair mechanisms, but some of those mechanisms require coenzyme mineral factors like zinc. And see, so they know that if they can feed a population a lot of zinc deficient processed foods, and then they can expose you to spike protein shedding, it shuts down your DNA repair, and then they can have all this 5G non-ionizing radiation causing single strand breaks, and then nuclear weapons with fallout with ionizing radiation, cesium-137, iodine-131,
strontium-90, and we know male cells are less resistant on average, including blood-brain barrier as a larger system, so then we see it attacking males first, or degrading.
Well, yeah, and right. And from a fertility standpoint, remember that males are regenerating sperm constantly, so the deformation of the genetics of the sperm will happen from exposure to that point forward, where the woman carries eggs that she was born with. So those could be sort of pre-fallout eggs, if I can say that on your show. I mean,
God made male mammals physically stronger and, let's just say, problem-solving more advanced, but females are much stronger? That makes perfect biological sense, because they got to be tougher because they're taking care of babies and things.
Yeah, women are genetically stronger. And men are punished with wanting to fight each other in the ring all day, it seems. So that's like God's little joke on men. But in any case, everybody's going to be subjected to the DNA damage, both men and women. Reproduction is the
real
target.
But it'll be more evident in men as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Alex, you are going to see, if we have nuclear weapons going off, combined with more spike protein exposure, combined with nutritional deficiencies, and more 5G rolling out, you are actually going to see people's organs start to fall apart internally as if they had walked through, let's say, Chernobyl or Fukushima. You're going to see things that look like radiation poisoning, but it's not exactly. It's actually a complete falling apart of the chromosomal integrity of the human cells. And then, of course, that's going to be called, you know, an outbreak, a pandemic, and they're going to inject people with more AI-generated spike proteins, which is going to cause it to go even worse. It's going to accelerate this. There's going to be a day where human beings, like their organs start to fail at rates that defy any other explanation. Even the ER doctors are going to be mystified. Like, what's going on here?
Well, it's already starting to happen. Fertility's dropped. Life expectancy's dropped. Let me ask you this question. We know the globalists sold world government to stop nuclear war, and before that, stop World War I and the next World War I. But then they're the ones creating the crises so they can offer the solution. But there is an argument, I'm not saying I'm for it, that you would have to have super total the good AI just to surveil all the other AI and things so we wouldn't destroy ourselves. But it's a chicken or the egg thing. So, I mean, you extrapolate this out. There's no course out of this except God coming in and taking control. I mean, is there any path out of this?
There's a path of a surviving remnant of humans that can make it through this. But believe me, Alex, people who don't know anything about, let's say, nutrition, who don't know about the bioweapons, who don't know about the AI, you know, the real agenda of replacing humans, those people are not going to make it. I mean, we are actually, you know, Alex, just the mass famine that we're going to see next year from the lack of fertilizer is a big deal.
And the migrant
hundreds
flows
of millions. Yeah, absolutely. The human osmotic pressure, you know, as Michael Yon says.
If people thinking what you saw in Morocco 2 weeks ago was a big deal, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. Western Europe is going to be completely overrun probably by the summer or fall of 2027. I mean, if you thought the burning of Christian churches in France was bad so far, there's not going to be a Christian church left standing in France, probably, you know, by the time this thing runs its course. But my point is the globalists have found now the ultimate AI augmented method for mass human extermination. And you know what, Alex, this reminds me, you covered this before. I remember covering this with you years ago. Do you remember under apartheid in South Africa, they were trying to develop a self-replicating vaccine that would specifically target blacks.
Race specific. They were working with Israel on the project. Israel wanted one for Arabs, and then was giving them technology, and they were giving them technology to target blacks.
And they couldn't actually make the payload self-replicating second and third generation. Even to this day, they've only been able to do like one generation where you have one person that becomes a bioweapons factory and they shed. But the shedding receiver doesn't themselves have their cells completely hijacked, right? So that's only a one generation. But back during the apartheid days in South Africa, they were working on a multi-generational self-replicating vaccine that they were going to give only to blacks. And the idea was to exterminate all the black people, literally, by calling it public health and saying, oh, we care about you. We want you to be healthy. So just have all the black women line up for vaccines, you know, because we care about you so much. And then they would be the super spreaders. They would kill all the black people in South Africa, leaving the apartheid people as the only ones left. That is the model, Alex. That's the globalist model for the planet.
And isn't it interesting that Israel, you might look this up, Israel covertly worked with South Africa on race-specific bioweapons, and Dick Cheney quoted that in his PNAC document, April 2000. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, that is very scary. And now they have AI cognition to make their research more accelerated and far more dangerous. And so, and by the way, the AI, like the frontier labs that are the best at protein folding and things like that, and biochemistry and morphology of molecules, that is all handed over. The access is handed to the Pentagon. And remember, it was the DOD that was involved in COVID. The early SARS-CoV-2 research, right? Now the Department of War.
Yeah, they keep saying that it came out of China. No defense of China. It came publicly out of the Pentagon in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I covered that years before COVID was released.
We did. We did. And then, of course, they did launder it through Wuhan for the gain-of-function research in order to bypass the laws prohibiting that research. I mean, you interviewed Francis Boyle how many times? He wrote some of those laws, and God, we miss that guy. Think what he'd be saying today, right now. You know, these are.
He came on my show in January and February 2020 and nailed it all.
He nailed it. Absolutely. And he was right then, and he would be right again today, except now we have the AI augmentation of it. So this is the convergence. And by the way, interrupt me whenever you need to, because my video is a little bit frozen on my side. I can't see you, but we are headed towards a convergence of the worst weaponization of AI, the worst weaponization of so-called vaccines, and turning people's bodies against each other and against themselves. And if you add a nuclear detonation of any kind, nuclear terrorism, dirty bomb goes off, or a tactical nuclear warhead, even in the Middle East, that air circulates around the entire Northern Hemisphere, and also 40% of the fallout happens in the Southern Hemisphere. So all of you watching from Argentina or Chile or wherever, you're not safe from it either. It's coming.
And we're not
too.
Being alarmists. We're laying out real facts why the elites are moving in the middle of nowhere. Mike Adams, incredible job. Come back anytime. You name it. I want you on every week or two if you can do it. What's the best place for people to find all the incredible work of the Health Ranger?
Just naturalnews.com. And thanks for having me on. Happy to join you again.
Thank you. All right. Fourth hour coming up. Stay with me. Masses of news. Straight ahead. Special guest. Never disappoints. Matt Bracken. Stay with us. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.